Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
12:08 on a, I guess, kind of gloomy Monday, but it's not gloomy in here. I'm reminded of, Dan, have you seen or read the book Unbroken?
Oh, yeah, it's a great book.
Louis Zamperini.
Yeah.
World War II.
Sure.
I mean,
survived torture survivor. Yeah.
Japanese
for sure.
POW camp, and you can't even believe that he's made it through. It's almost unbelievable. But the feeling that he got when he left the POW, Japanese POW camp, I'm not going to say I feel that, but the fact that you and I are in here today, Yeah. Uncumbered, unburdened by a prominent presence that is usually here, I have to say.
I have bad news for you.
Wait a minute.
He's right here.
What is that? What am I hearing?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Are you kidding me? It's the bird. It's the bird is back.
I thought we had a day off.
Unbelievable.
I thought I'd be in the first team.
What's happening? Why am I here? Why are you there? By the way, this is Adam Carter. I'm filling in for Chad, who joins us now, first guest. Tell me about yourself. But let's put you on the couch. Tell me about your problems.
I have a lot of problems.
A
lot of problems. I'm on a couch, and I'm here for Dr. Feelgood. So help me out, Adam.
You took the day off, but you're joining us now. What gives?
Well, shocking. I took the day off to play golf, and I'm looking outside, and it's raining, and I just told you.
Bummer.
If you want me to sidekick, I'll sidekick.
I thought, you
if
know.
You, if you want me to be dead to you, I'll be dead to you.
No,
let's do it.
Let's do a little role reversal today.
I like it.
You like the role playing, and you like to, you know, put on different.
I love the role playing.
But yeah.
Like, you know what we tried out this weekend? A little Santa.
There you go. I'm telling you. You can't go wrong with old jolly old St. Nick, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
That's high on the list.
Big smile on Santa's face. I mean, nobody else was in the room, but there was a big smile on Santa's face.
He was jolly, that old jolly elf.
Who else is jolly?
Yes.
Outside of Santa,
can you be jolly and not be overweight? Let's put it that way.
No,
I don't think
is that a prerequisite.
No, I think that's part of it, right?
I think it is.
I mean, I'll give the Adam answer. The other jolly guy has got to be Burl Ives.
Yes.
So
mainly because of the song,
yeah,
too.
Well, yeah.
But he's a big
burly
guy.
It's too close, right?
Burl too. If your name Burl and Burly, it's
Burl.
Synonymous.
I think also if your name is Burl. You're not skinny.
I don't know.
Really?
Know about that
other one. Famous Burls. Good luck.
Yeah, Burl Oaks, where I'd like to play golf today, but of course it's raining.
651-461-9226. Can you be jolly and not be overweight? That's the first
And who else, by the way?
Who else is jolly?
When you think
who
of jolly.
Who qualifies as jolly?
Yeah. Who else comes to mind jolly? Like perpetually...
How about this? U of M, the Polish Eagle, Dick Jankowski.
Dick Jankowski.
Would you say he's a jolly fellow?
Yes, I would. I have not seen Dick in years. I hope he's well. Smile perpetually on his face.
Great voice.
Great voice.
Good jokes.
Polish Eagle tells jokes, some absolutely filthy. The filthier, the better. Some jokes Dick will tell, I don't know, once, twice, 5,000, 10,000, 30,000.
You got to use the material. Two texts right away about the jolly green giant, but one calling him a svelte and the other saying he's pretty fit. But yeah, oh, I think he's by definition jolly, the jolly green giant.
He is a specimen.
Yeah, I don't think you can be a giant and svelte at the same time.
No.
I think he's put together single? Pretty well.
Is he seen anybody?
I don't know. Can the Vikings sign him?
Can he kick?
Can he help Zim at the end when he's not so timid?
Oh. See, I'm going to we'll get into that next segment. I'm pushing back on that. Kick the field
All
goal.
All right, that's fine.
Kick the field goal. We don't need to keep running the plays. We're 37 okay. yards is almost automatic.
Okay. You know what you are? Not jolly.
No, I'm not. Milton Berle. No, that doesn't count.
No, but I like the attempt.
Donald Trump, somebody suggests. He's jolly.
Well,
think about it. Who's jollier than me?
He's got the body type.
That is a JS. Yeah. He's looking great, though, boy. He's lost weight. It's between him and Kim Jong-un, who's on the which one's on the Atkins diet and dropping weight.
Well, we'll just have this conversation because you've told this to me off air. Closed circuit to the folks who used to be on the third floor, and they're never on the third floor anymore. Uh-huh. You're willing to do Profile by Sanford.
Right on, baby. I got to do it on my own today. I've turned over a new leaf. I was going to get into this later, an overrated, underrated, properly rated. But it's been a while since I said, you know what? I got to change how I eat and drink and everything. And today is day one.
Okay.
And I'm not jolly, tell you that.
Well, that's a preview of mine with overrated, underrated. Because I'm just going to say again, properly rated Major Garrett and how brilliant he is for us Amen. As a guest. And what we just fell into last Friday, and his stunning candor and openness that I think resonated with a lot of people about a lot of aspects of their life.
Yep.
And I would encourage you, WCCRadio.com/Jack, go back and listen to Major, because we start with traditional politics. I'm going to take a break. We had started the show. We were going to talk vaccine passports and this new idea, if it is a vaccine passport. Then we got into day drinking and whatever, and we've had fun with Major before talking about our love of wine and gin and tonics, and then he just talked about how he's taken a break mm-hmm. and it turned into just a very intelligent man being very open about his life right in front of us.
You could tell he was not prepared to do that, and then kind of open the door and walk through it and just kind of It was fascinating, and you were 100% right. I went back and listened to it, and boy, there was a lot of parts of that conversation where I'm thinking about myself and thinking about how I've been over the last 18 months or so. And there was a lot of things that I said, you know what? It resonated, hit home. Mm-hmm. Especially when you say you lose part of yourself, right? I mean, it's inevitable whether it's, you know, a celebratory drink, a drink you're having stress related. You do that to lose part of yourself. And it's selfish to think about that and not think about how it affects others, the people around you. And I mean, if you're losing part of yourself, how do they react to it?
Well, and it in this case, and for you, it's alcohol. For others, it can be something else where they lose themselves in it. They become a bit of a different person, maybe not the best of themselves. What that does to themselves, what that does to others, and when you decide to make that change. So I wasn't expecting it, and I was just mainly trying to ask really short questions just to get him to expand, knowing that we had just stumbled into something where he was willing to be open, his remarkable gift of vocabulary, and the fact that, as you nailed it, Adam, he wasn't planning on doing that. And then just how it played out right in front of us while you're on 50,000 watt WCCO radio. So I'd encourage people again to check out the podcast.
Texter says, you know, if you're playing the role of me, you're going to have long periods of quiet time.
I thought about it.
And then I'll say, you know, you got stuff to do. You'll be back in the mix a little later on.
I'm willing to do the whole thing because I can do stuff. I can let you. You want to do the interviews? I'll do whatever.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get back to the Vikings. I want to get your thoughts. I want to get Dan's thoughts after the break. Why Viking fans should feel good? Well, there's plenty of upside here. Are they the best 0-2 team in the NFL? 1217 WCCO. Ho, ho, ho. So the Vikings lose in Glendale, Arizona, 34-33. 0-2. And Viking Nation in turmoil. Many, many reasons for the loss, but I'm sorry. You missed an extra point, and you missed a field goal from 37 yards. It's on Greg Joseph. I'm sorry. Chad, I'll bring you into the mix, and somebody's demanding that we both do impersonations of each other for the duration of the show.
You're better at that. Hold on, let me try. Can you hear my typewriter here?
What are you looking up? What are you...
No, I was doing the newsletter.
Working on the newsletter. But it was a fantastic game, first of all. Fun to watch.
And two very different halves.
Two very different halves. But Kirk Cousins, I mean, going stride for stride with Kyler Murray.
And Kirk was very good yesterday.
He was very good. And you really can't say that. But the first two games, you really can't say that they're on number eight.
Nope, neither.
Now, you said right away, you feel, okay, they get down to the whatever the...
Well, I'll tell you, I watched it again. So I said it even before the miss, okay? So they have a very good drive. Cousins is 6 of 8, 58 yards, right? They started on their own 23 with 2:09 left, right? This is his second chance because about 2 minutes before, he also had the ball, mm-hmm. and they went 3 and out, but then the Viking defense, much, much better in the second half. How about Danielle Hunter yesterday? Whoa.
Monster.
Was he a monster? So they have a good drive. The play that cannot be forgotten in this drive, by the way, is Justin Jefferson's drop.
Yes.
100% Justin Jefferson's right. Yep. drop. Cousins throws a perfect ball. He's whining, by the way. He whines a little too much for my liking. And he's not quite the same right now as last year. Maybe it's tied to the shoulder injury that he suffered. But it's the classic back shoulder, and he throws it. If the safety isn't coming over, because Jefferson has a stride in the cornerback, then it's up to Cousins to lead him, and he can run all the way to the end zone, right? But the safety's coming over. As Cousins tries to throw a little bit more towards the sidelines. Jefferson has to peel a little bit to his left. It's in both hands. He has to catch that ball.
Here's a term I'm coining. Drops it in the bread basket.
Yes.
Dropped it right in the bread basket.
Good. That reminds me of another overrated, underrated on banana bread. Banana bread. Hold on. Write that down. If he catches it, he catches it at the 20 with 1:28 left. Okay. So that's a huge one on Jefferson. But eventually they get down there. And here's the thing I point out. KJ Osborne, by the way, how good has he been so far as a third receiver? Excellent, right? He catches the ball at the 20-yard line. When he goes down at him at the 20-yard line, there's 40 seconds left. And I get it. That's a 37-yard field goal. But you have 40 seconds left, and you have a guy who's already missed an extra point, and he's a practice squad kicker. I don't accept that you have to just concede at minimum two more plays. My guy Church put out, it's an 88% field goal make last year. But that includes the Justin Tuckers of the world. This is a guy who was in a practice squad last year. You can run multiple plays. The fear is, obviously, if they throw a pass, he gets sacked, all of a sudden it's a 50-yard field goal. I think it was too timid, Adam, and I think Zimmer was afraid of last week when Dalvin fumbled the ball. I think he made a mistake, and I said it before, the kick was missed.
The kick was missed. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand all that. I just feel like in this game you should be able to, from 37 yards, play it safe and rely on your kicker to kick that field goal. Yes, you've got the time there, but the remaining time that you have left, so much can go wrong, and that I just feel like the ball is right in the middle of the field. Greg Joseph should make that kick.
He should, but you have just fairly clinically moved down the field. Why? I mean, to me, when you have Thielen, who is off to a great start, and you have all the weapons you have with Jefferson and Dalvin, who looked faster than anybody until he tweaked the ankle. Whether it's Dalvin on the field, Madison had a good play on that drive. I don't run two more plays. Yeah. Why not a 25-yard field goal? Why not maybe you see if you score a touchdown? That's just, you don't have a kicker yet you can rely on, even though you're right. He should make a borderline extra point. I still think you gotta try to matriculate further down the field, Keith Jackson.
0-2 coming back home to face the Seahawks. We know how good they've the success they've had against the Seattle Seahawks. Must win against Seattle.
Pretty much, yeah. Right? I mean, anywhere you look every season, you get the 0-2 data. The question is, are both games must wins?
I would think so. I mean, it sure seems that way. Now, did the Bears lost yesterday, correct?
Yeah. No, the Bears won.
Oh, the Bears won. Oh, so they're on top of the NFC.
And, we have to think differently, though, with that. The reason I hesitated, you got the extra game.
Yep.
Right? You got the extra game. I don't quite think Seattle's as good as some of the people think this year. I think they're a playoff, borderline playoff team. I think others are viewing them as a Super Bowl team. They lost to, Tennessee yesterday. Tennessee responded after getting just crushed by Arizona the week before. I mean, the division is going to – the Bears and Lions are going to be lousy. We don't know about the Packers. 0-3, to be in the mix, as Stu Gatz would say, you're going to have to win 9 games, right, to truly be in the wild card mix. Can they then go – 9-5 the rest of the way if they start 0-3? They can, I guess. So, no. To win 9, it's not a must win. But what does it do to the psyche? By the way, what does it do to the pressure on Mike Zimmer?
Oh, man. You can't feel too bad for the guy because obviously a lot of the mistakes you can pin on him. But at a certain extent, why does he even go through this? I mean, the stress level that he must go through every year. Especially with these kickers now and the failure that he's had at the hands of kickers, it's got to be tough.
It.
I mean,
that's the thing for an old school tough guy coach that has to drive him nuts. Yeah. From Walsh to Carlson, and they cut Carlson because of him, because he acted petulant the day after and said, "Get him out of here." In the year after the great year, okay. They then weren't that good that year, and as everybody cites right now, Carlson hasn't missed a field goal since then. But to put themselves in that position, think of the whole mindset, how it would be different now. 1-1, win on the road, Cousin plays well, Peterson looks good, so many things in a positive way. Another play that we just can't forget, too, that I think is going to get lost here. Nick Vigil, who to me so far looks better than Anthony Barr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He makes splash plays. That near hidden fumble, the fumble that happened, and if you're watching closely, wait, the Vikings claim they have the ball. Do they have the ball? If he gets that toe tap, that Chris Carter toe tap, it's 20-7 Vikings at that point, Adam, in the first half, and they have the ball. The next play, Murray scores. If that's a fumble, and the way they're doing, they're driving every play, they're scoring every drive. They go down, and they're ahead 27-7 at that point.
Yep.
That play cannot be forgotten also, because that was immense.
I know you're busy in the newsroom. You got stuff to do. You'll rejoin us at 105, overrated,
yes.
Underrated, properly rated. I'm sure you've got a great list. I'm interested. You've teased us with this banana bread take. It better be good. Uh-huh. Otherwise, we're gonna destroy you. 12:30, News Talk 830 WCCO, Adam in for Chet, I think. Traffic and weather coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.